This is Jamie Dyer welcoming you to another edition of The Crowcast. And this is episode 8 of my reaction series, reacting to Rossi Young in Conversation, which, if you're new here, this is a series of videos where Francis Rossi and Bob Young, his co-writer of many years, they've written so many songs in and out of Status Quo, incredibly prolific. They sit down to talk about those songs and much more besides. This is the 8th week in which they've been releasing these. I've loved them so far because you really get a sense of their friendship. You get a sense of how far they've come, and to hear little nuggets in between the joking and the frivolity and all that stuff about how songs came about, and these little nuggets of information about their personal lives as well. This week, there's a little bit of a focus on an event and a song. We shall get to the song in just a moment. In fact, before we get to either of them, obviously the last 7 weeks or so, it kind of looks like they filmed something in one go and then have cut it up into sort of 2 to 3 minute chunks and released them. This looks like a completely different day. This is a different day. They're in a different location. It's much brighter, much more professional looking than it was before, at a much better angle. We're not looking up at them anymore. And they seem more relaxed, I think. So the first thing that they talk about is when there was an idea in the late 60s for Bob Young to apparently stand in for one gig, basically so they could get paid, because Francis Rossi was ill. He had pleurisy, they say, which I believe is like an inflammation in the lung, between the lung and the rib, or something like that. You can tell I quickly glanced at an NHS thing. And apparently Francis didn't know this story, that Bob sat in the back of a van with Roy Lines, who at that time was their piano forward slash keyboard player, trying to learn Francis parts on guitar for Pictures of Matchstick Men. And again, Francis didn't know that. I mean, he was ill at the time, obviously. I can imagine that with these things, they would have been looking at a contingency plan, you know, going, well, how can we go ahead? And it's very early days, you know, so anything goes, I guess. But Bob sort of says that he had trouble with it. It wasn't something he could replicate for Pictures of Matchstick Men, let alone a whole gig. But, you know, Francis knows he probably could have done it. Maybe if they tweaked the list, or, you know, maybe they'd, I don't know, just done something else. I guess you'd expect them to play their biggest hit. So if Bob felt that he couldn't do it, then, you know, that is fair. He would have done lead vocals as well. The story at the end of the first part, where Francis says that he was yelling in pain, he was, you know, he was ill with pleurisy, and Bob would go up and say goodnight to him, and basically he'd be in pain there, and they'd just start laughing. And I just thought, whatever the cause of that laughter, I thought that was such a nice thing to kind of look back on in some ways. Like, I know Francis wouldn't want to think about the fact he was ill, but those are like the early days in the late 60s where their friendship is forming. And I guess in some ways, when you're ill, you almost get to know who your friends are. And the fact that Bob would go up and see if he was okay and, you know, tell him stories and, you know, stuff like that, I just thought that was a really nice, really nice thing. The second part of this video asks about the album track Slow Train from 1974's Quo album, which hit a peak position of number 2 on the UK album chart. This track is an iconic track, which they never performed live in full. They did later as part of the medley at Milton Keynes and beyond, but never in full. And it's around 8 minutes, it's like 8 minutes and 25 seconds long or something. And it's at the end of the Quo album. it's a monster of a track. It is so iconic for that era of Quo, just for Quo in general, right? And it's a Rossi Young composition. And they say in this video that the lyrics are very Bob Young. They're kind of inspired by American bluesy music. And you can understand that, you know, with American blues music. I can't afford a ticket on an old Dakota airplane. Gotta jump a ride on a cattle trucking slow train. And yeah, I can see from just reading those lyrics, because to be honest, I've been singing them wrong all this time. I'm mainly listening to the music, I think. I'm one of those people who will sing the wrong lyrics. That is kind of very American inspired. And that's what they say. And as well as Bob writing biographically as well. But very American inspired. I think even the way they sing it in the song is very, it's kind of got that American twang to it that you also have in Break the Rules. Francis mentions that the song goes into three movements. And to be honest, I'm not sure I've ever heard a rock song described as like having a movement. That's a term I associate more with classical music. But then this 8-minute piece does go off into different directions. So, you know, I can understand that. Like I say, iconic track. Interesting to study over those lyrics and know that how satisfying they are to even say as well. I think sometimes that's the mark of great lyrics. Anyway, what do you think of Slow Train? What do you think of this latest episode? Was there something in there that you haven't heard before? Do let me know. If you're on YouTube, click the thumbs up, comment, and subscribe for more Quo-related content. And in podcasts, well, subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. Rate it as well. Give us a comment where you can. And I will see you again for another episode of the Quocast.